This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
You know, the subject of post-marriage bombshells comes up every once in a while.
Yeah, that's fun.
Where somebody drops something on you you didn't know before you got married. Well, today's other people's problem is candy, which, by the way, there's some confusion on social media about candy. Candy's, we don't have a lot of people named Candy.
We don't.
It's Candy's the name we use when anybody doesn't want to use their real name.
Yeah, it's a catch-all.
Male or female.
Right, they all want to be Candy. Sometimes guys are starting to be Carl now.
Yeah, Carl and Candy.
Carl and Candy.
But Candy is, we don't have 1,000 Candies listening to the show, or one really super dysfunctional Candy. It's just the name we use when somebody doesn't want their name out. Also, this Candy doesn't want her voice on the air either. So we're using VD.
And we call that voice disguiser.
So anyway, she's got some sort of post-marriage bombshell she wants to drop on us, I believe. Candy?
Yai.
Yai.
You are disguised. What's going on?
Well, I'm looking for advice in my marriage. I've been married to my husband for 8 years, and we've never had problems. We've always had a very good marriage. We've always been on the same page. I have always felt very in love with him, and about 3 weeks ago, he came to me, and he said he was just having this moment of clear consciousness, and he said that he feels so close to me, like we've been married long enough that he wanted to tell me something, and our marriage would be strong enough for it.
Uh-oh.
So, I was immediately nervous, but trying not to be nervous and trying not to predict the worst. And so he told me that before we had started dating, we knew a lot of the same circle of friends. And I actually met him through a cousin of mine. So right before my husband and I started dating, he had slept with my cousin.
You didn't know that until that day, or you did know that he slept with her?
No, I mean, it's been that from that moment when we started dating, that was 10 years ago, up until this moment, up until 3 weeks ago, I didn't know that he had ever slept with my cousin. No one said a word.
You thought they were just friends and she kind of introduced you to him and.
Yes.
Okay.
I had no idea. And the weird thing is, at first I thought, okay, maybe this isn't a big deal, but then I started thinking, why did he take so long to tell me this? And just because it's been so many years and no one said anything, that's what's making me feel like he cheated on me, because he didn't tell me. That's like a lie this whole time between us.
And they slept or were together before you two met. They knew each other. Yeah.
So he didn't cheat. I know he didn't. You weren't kind of dating and he slept with her. He slept with her. Then once he met you, he never slept with her again.
Well, you are using the wrong pronoun, because my cousin is a guy.
Your cousin is a guy.
My cousin is not a female. My cousin's a guy.
Oh. I apologize for being presumptuous.
Me as well.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's
how I have been feeling.
And so, yikes. So do you ever hang out with that cousin? Is there like, cause here's what would happen to me. Once I have that knowledge, then anytime the three of us have been together, I'd be second guessing every glance between the two of them, every euphemism in conversation. What has that done to the last 10 years of your memories?
Well, to be honest, we moved away, so we don't live in that same hometown.
Okay.
So we don't see my cousins very often, but we do see each other at holidays. And I never thought anything of it. I mean, they seem to get along like two guys would. And, you know, at the holidays, they talk sports and all that stuff, just like everybody in the family does. But now that I have this information, it's like I am looking at my husband differently. It's completely been deteriorating our marriage. I'm sleeping on the couch. I don't look at him the same way as I used to. And it's not like he's a different guy. He's the same guy as he's been for the last 10 years. But now I just can't see him the same.
Is your cousin gay? I mean,
my cousin is bisexual. Yes.
Okay. And you never thought your husband ever did that. Is your husband, when he confessed to you, did he say he's bi, or was that an experimental thing and he got it out of his system? Where are we at on that?
He said it was more of an experimental thing, and he said that they had been drinking and it was experimentation. But this is just, it's very hard for me to get beyond this.
Yeah, you feel betrayed, clearly. I'm trying to think, not to minimize your emotions, Candy, but I'm trying to think, did he have to? Is that something he had? In your mind, he had to, but in his mind, I'm trying
to what? Tell her? Or had to what?
Yeah, kind.
He got by with it, but I think he wanted it. He wanted to have their marriage free from.
Yeah.
I personally.
He did it for the right reasons? Is that what?
I don't know. It's one of those things where it's like you cheated and you got by with it, and then when you unburden yourself, you're doing it to assuage your own guilt, and you're sending a wrecking ball through somebody else's emotions. But like, Candy, I don't even know what to tell you at this point.
My mind is reeling now, and I don't know. Like, I've had these thoughts, which are not good thoughts, because I've always trusted my husband, but I've been thinking, do I contact my cousin and say, like, has there been any interaction between you two that I haven't known about throughout the years? You know?
This is a big deal, but I mean, your marriage was great, so great that he wanted to come clean. And now it's ruined.
And psychologically, Candy, I don't think can ever recover.
We're going to do our best to find people to give you the words to help you recover. But I think, Steve, this is definitely.
It's hurting you. I can tell big time.
It's a wrecking ball.
Yeah.
Candy, hang tight. We'll try to get you some advice.
Or can't she just get in her head? That's something, you know, he was there. Not to minimize.
If in their early dating, he said, I was in a fraternity and I experimented one night, then she would have made all decisions moving forward I realize you tried it one time, but I can tell that you don't do that. But he confessed to something she had no idea was a part of his life.
Clearly,
10 years later.
And he kept it under wraps from her, which we know with women, that's 10 times worse than what they were.
They do that thing. If you lied about this.
Then what else? So she's emotionally wrecked and psychologically wrecked.
And I don't blame her.
Yeah. So is this beyond us? Maybe
it could be. If you got any help for her, she just found out through him.
Yeah.
That her husband, before they even met, slept with her cousin, who is also a guy. So she wants to know how she can get over the feelings that she has and save her marriage. Or does this just mean?
Yeah.
It's over. Lindsay.
Yay.
Have you been through something like this?
Kind of. I was actually the one who had to disclose something.
Okay.
So before my husband and I were married, we were living together and getting to that point where you got to sort of get it all out. And I had to disclose sort of unintentionally that the person, the friend, our mutual friend who introduced us was someone that I had slept with periodically when we were younger.
Yeah.
And it almost ruined us. It all, you know, he was like, this is my friend. This is someone I hang out with. He's slept on our couch at our house together that we now share. And it was very, very hard for my husband.
Oh boy.
But I told him because he needed to know, because that was a part of me and a part of my life and a part of who I became as a human being had to do with this other person. We'd been friends for a long time, but there was nothing there romantically or emotionally for us.
He's not going to believe that.
You're right.
Yeah. And he didn't for a long time. But I also kept it from him because I was terrified in the beginning of my relationship that I wasn't going to have the opportunity to build something with the person that I was in love with because of some decision that I had made 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's yeah.
That sucks.
It does, but I can kind of... What's that?
I love my husband, and he loves me, and we've been married for 9 years now.
So you got through it.
Yeah.
We got through it. We got through it, and this person who introduced us, who I had relations with, is still a friend of ours. He was at our wedding. He knows my children. My children hang out with his children. I know his wife well. We are friends. And I think there's probably always going to be a little bit of something in the back of my husband's mind.
Yep.
Always. For the rest of our relationship. But he moved past it. It was a conversation that we have had over the years a couple of times.
Yeesh. But you think that, does it matter that this was a same-sex thing in her case?
I don't think so.
Okay.
If that's something that totally grosses you out, then that's something that you have to deal with.
But health concerns or anything like that?
Yeah, if that was a one and done, then I think we can. Thank you for the call, Lindsay. I mean, it's cool
that
somebody got through it. I don't know how you stay friends.
I know that friend should have removed himself. From
anytime you get tipsy around that person, it's like, wait,
yes.
Are you going to fall back into old habits?
Exactly.
Ruth?
Yes.
What do you think?
I was just thinking, why is he bringing it up now?
So are we.
Because he is wanting to explore some more and bring someone else into the marriage.
Wow, I never thought of that.
You guys always think so much farther into things than we do. Steve and I are just like surface. We're like, it's all good.
Yeah, but that's a woman for you because I would do the same.
Nice.
The same. You know, if I'm curious, like ask permission and see if they're open to it. And hopefully if there are, then you bring someone else. If they're not, then something else is going to happen. And
wow.
Behind. Just saying, just a thought.
That's a great observation. Yeah. It is weird that he brought it up now, but I think, thank you for the call. I feel like the real reason he brought it up now was that he just wanted their marriage to be pure. He wanted to get it all out there.
Because they're such a great place. Why not do it then?
Tired of having a secret from you, so
yes.
I just want you to know that one time I slept with your cousin.
And then she freaked out now.
Vivian?
Yay. Hey, I wanted to say, I think the fact that this is such a, you know, a big phenomenon, the way you guys are talking about it, is kind of upsetting because I do feel like if this was reversed, if this was a woman after 10 years of a wonderful marriage coming out to her husband and saying, I had one experience with another woman, I don't think that the reaction would be so catastrophic and, you
That's
know, using
point.
Language like the relationship's over.
That's a good point.
I think you're right. I think there's a total double standard when it comes to women exploring bisexuality and men doing it.
Because of the health? Is it health?
No, I just think it's, I don't know. Okay. There's something, I mean, I'm not saying that as a creepy dude who's like, oh man, girl is hot. My wife says the same thing. She's like, I think two women together is more aesthetically pleasing. There's something about two dudes.
Yeah.
It's a double standard to be sure.
Yeah.
I would think that it would actually, I think it's related to the idea of like being masculine and what it means to be a man. And I don't think that she should think her husband telling her this is making him any less of a man.
Yeah, I agree. I think I think she's floored that the person who brought him together was somebody he was with before. And the fact that it goes against what she thought he was. She thought he was staunchly hetero.
Yes.
And he was at least for a moment bisexual.
She couldn't get her head around that.
It pulled the rug out. I think it'd be less of a blow if the cousin was a girl. Because then she go, okay, well, but you're right. I mean,
that is true.
This sucks. So what do you think she should do? I mean, just take some time, process it and see.
I mean, I think that if it's really bothering her to that extent, then maybe, you know, if she's having concerns about his attraction towards her, then that's a different issue. If everything's been good so far, it just seems like he was really taking a moment to be vulnerable and to reveal something to her that, you know, is something
private because our society doesn't let us talk about that kind of thing. So I think that she should feel comfortable moving forward. If she wants to have a conversation, I mean, she's not going to be able to shake these feelings on her own. So it sounds like she should talk with him about it, but kind of remain open and understand that it's hard for him.
Wow. Thank you for call. We're going to turn the conversation over to Facebook. I mean, Candy, it's in your court.
Right, and there could be some light at the end of the tunnel, too.
There really could be. Yeah. So hit us up with any more advice on the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.